Good day from the KYMN newsroom. I'm Rich Larson on FM 95.1 and AM 1080. A Rice County judge has dismissed two felony counts in the case of a former St. Olaf student authorities said was planning a mass casualty event on campus. Last April, Waylon Sieber Kurtz was charged with conspiracy to commit second-degree assault, conspiracy to commit threats of violence, and terroristic threats with reckless disregard risk, all three felonies, and misdemeanor conspiracy to commit theft. The charges stem from the discovery of packaging for ammunition magazines addressed to Kurtz in a college dumpster. The custodian who made the discovery notified campus authorities, and the subsequent search of Kurtz's room turned up a tactical knife and a folding knife, a 24-round magazine for a Glock pistol, two empty boxes for 60-round rifle magazines, an empty ammunition box, a tactical vest that could hold three rifle magazines, six propane canisters, fireworks, lighter fluid, a lockpick set, and a note detailing the radio frequencies used by St. Olaf public safety officers. Also found in Kurtz's room were several notebooks filled with notes and ideas he had written down, including a hand-drawn map of the Skoglund-Tostrud Athletic Facility. Another notebook found inside of his vehicle contained notes for combat, describing the deadliest place on a person's body to shoot them, how many times to shoot to ensure the victim's death, how to kick in a door, and other notes on, quote, things to be good at, unquote. At the time, court documents referred to text messages Kurtz had exchanged with a possible co-conspirator. The person has been revealed to be a friend of Kurtz's from his home state of Vermont. Through his attorney, Kurtz made the claim that he was purchasing the magazines for that friend because they are illegal in Vermont. No firearms or ammunition were found, and no one has said that Kurtz made specific threats against anyone. Rice County Judge Christine Long dismissed the counts of conspiracy to commit assault and conspiracy to commit threats of violence, saying the charges lacked evidence. Court documents show that Judge Long does see enough evidence to try Kurtz for terroristic threats with reckless disregard risk due to the fact that he disposed of the packaging in a public trash can, saying Kurtz showed conscious disregard for the fact that the packaging itself would cause extreme fear on the St. Olaf campus. A trial date is expected to be set soon. As the 2024 legislative session begins the final push, more and more bills are being debated and voted on in both chambers. Representative Christy Purcell said each of her committees has sent an omnibus bill, which combines many smaller measures into one larger bill, to be considered by the full House of Representatives. Last week, she said there were several bills that were passed. This is not a budgeting year, but there are still finance bills that are being considered to supplement the current budget. One of those that passed last week was an education bill to help school districts implement the 2023 READ Act. The goal of that law is to have every Minnesota child reading at or above grade level every year, beginning in kindergarten, and also to support multilingual learners and students receiving special education services. Purcell said, with all of the money passed for education last year, something that was left out was funds for training educators with regard to the new law, so the House passed a bill allocating funds for that purpose. Another bill that was passed was what Purcell called the Annual Cannabis Update Bill, with the goal to have marijuana dispensaries up and running by January 1st. And because the federal government does not allow marijuana to be shipped across state lines, the state needs to start issuing growing permits so those dispensaries will have a product to sell. As a self-styled advocate for farmers, Purcell said she had particular interest in one part of that conversation.
The part of the conversation last night on the floor that I was most interested in was trying to get the permits to growers out earlier, and I'm especially interested in having it be grown by farmers in the outdoors who know how to grow things and not just high energy intensive indoor
growing farms.
Finally, Purcell referenced an ongoing debate regarding housing and a renter's bill of rights. Even with the commitment by the state in 2023 to help bring more affordable housing to Minnesota, housing remains a crisis, and the debate on the floor Thursday night was about making sure renters are watched over under the law.
We have seen this crisis across the state, across the country, about housing and trying to pass protections for renters in a lot of different measures. So we had what we like to say, we had a robust discussion on the House floor discussing what's fair to landlords and, you know, what is fair and equitable to renters.
The legislative session is constitutionally required to adjourn by midnight on May 20th. And the Northfield School Board will meet tonight in the boardroom of the Northfield School District Office Building. Among the items on the agenda this evening will be discussions of the proposed 2024-25 Child Nutrition Fund budget and the proposed Community Education Fund budget. There will also be discussion of a letter drafted by Superintendent of Schools Dr. Matt Hillman and Board Chair Claudia Gonzalez-George addressed to the Northfield City Council affirming the district's commitment to a lease in a new Northfield ice arena for up to $250,000 over 20 years. There will also be an update on the bond referendum for this fall. The school board will always invite public comments from those who live in the Northfield School District. Time for those comments is scheduled at the beginning of each meeting. Registration is required to address the school board. Those wishing to do so may sign up beginning at 5:30 p.m. Tonight's meeting will begin at 6 o'clock. For KYMN News, I'm Rich Larson on AM 1080 and FM 95.1. The one.